Well, hello, stranger. That costume looks good on you. Don't worry. I have no idea who you are. Shh, I know what you want to say. You want to tell me I have a drink in my hand, that I'm obviously in a great mood. Am I making the best decisions? I think so. And you probably want to compliment me on my Halloween costume, huh? It's basically a slutty, well, pretty much all female costumes are slutty these days, so I guess we don't need to go into more detail. But I bet what you really want to say is something silly about how you might know me from somewhere, Like maybe you've seen me before? Maybe I remind you of your sister? I seem to get that a lot. But I'm wearing a mask, see? I could be anyone. In fact, the odds of me being your sister are incredibly low. There are billions of people in the world. What are the odds of a random mysterious masked girl at a Halloween party being your sister? Exactly. So, I am just some stranger with a passing resemblance to her. It's not like you look anything like my brother either. For one thing, you're wearing a mask, and my brother never wears masks. That's good enough for me. Oh, hush. See, my fingers are on your lips. That means you should just... Because if you keep talking, you might just talk yourself out of a blowjob. That shut you up, didn't it? I kind of want to put on a show tonight. A show with you. I know I'm not the only one drunk here. And I'm also not the only one who was watching those two have fun on the couch earlier. I've seen some other people go away to quiet little corners to have more fun. But quite frankly, I don't see any reason not to stay right here where people can see us. They'll know what we're gonna do if we go hide anyways. So, I'm just going to sink to my knees in front of you. You can tell me to stop now, but you don't have any reasons to do so. You're an anonymous boy, I'm an anonymous girl, and it's just a blowjob in front of people who don't know us and who we'll never see again, right? At least, thinking that gives me the courage to undo your pants and pull out your cock. Just like every other boy here, you're so hard already. It's the way these girls are dressed, isn't it? That and watching all this naughty fun going on everywhere. Or maybe, just maybe, it's the thought that you're about to get a blowjob from the girl you've most definitely never thought of getting a blowjob from before. You're not my first. Well, not my first blowjob. I hope that doesn't disappoint you. Although it really shouldn't. You have absolutely no reason to be concerned about my virtue. And you get to benefit from my experience. It's not like I've given many blowjobs, but I'm just naturally talented. Wouldn't you agree? Look at all these people staring. Can you feel their hungry eyes? This is definitely better than watching that hand job earlier. Or maybe it's just that my costume is sluttier than hers was. Either way, we're the center of attention now. Would you believe it? They're actually cheering us on. And did someone just say that we should fuck? How scandalous would that be? The two of us having sex in front of all these people? I don't think we'd ever do it without these costumes. But no one here really knows who we are. And with these costumes, it's like we're different people. Different people, and not at all two people who most definitely should not be having sex with each other, let alone having sex in front of a bunch of drunken college kids. Help me up. These heels make it a bit difficult to stand up on my own, but you're strong and sturdy in ways I suppose a random impressionable girl or, say, a little sister might look up to and romanticize. Now that I'm standing again, I can hold onto your strong shoulders. So I reach under this ridiculously short skirt and pull down my panties. They're very nice, very sexy panties. I'm pretty sure they actually cost more than this entire costume. And I'm also pretty sure the girl you almost mistook me for, she would never wear panties like these. If that girl had left these lying around so easily accessible to you, you might have actually taken the bait and filled them up with loads of cum by now. Although, I'm sure she never ever would have wanted that. But it's good you didn't fill her panties with cum. Why waste it on just an object when you can use it on me? I like the idea of you seeing me as something sexual. Something to be used for pleasure. And not just an innocent little girl. Now let me just lead you to the couch by your cock. Look at them scrambling to get off the couch. I bet they're wondering if we're really gonna do it. A hand job or a blowjob is one thing, but fucking in front of so many people? Are we really gonna do it? Sit down. You seem hesitant. Is this pushing it too far for you? But I'm not her. She lives far away with her parents. And besides, you let me suck your cock already, so we've established that your protective thoughts about her don't really apply here. And let's be honest right now. Well, not about everything, but you do want to fuck me, don't you? You want to do things to the sexy, slutty girl in front of you that you never dreamed of doing to that other girl. But you can do them, right here, right now, in front of all these people, nonetheless. Maybe the idea of taking me while they all watch is a bit exciting. Knowing they can all see it happen. Even if they can't see the most important thing about us. Good. Now get on the couch with me. As a reward, I'm gonna spread my legs for you. Everyone's getting a lovely view of my pussy, but only you are close enough to see how wet it is. And only you are close enough to be able to do other things to it. fun, naughty things that could be so very, very bad otherwise. Let me just slide to this end and pull my legs back a little. Now there's room for you to get in between them. Oh, don't hesitate now. Not when all these strangers are so interested in seeing us fuck. And we're complete strangers to each other, too, of course. Even if you keep insisting I look familiar. She definitely would not be having sex with some strange boy, let alone in front of all these people. And especially not with you. And you wouldn't want to have sex with her either, would you? But you do want to have sex with me. Which means I can't be her. So, just give up already and take me. You want a condom now? Well, I guess that means you've made up your mind. But I'm also slightly insulted. Maybe I remind you of her because I seem to act as innocent as her, as pure as her. But I'm not her, and I don't care. I just want your cock in me without anything getting in the way. And I want your cum deep inside of me when we're done. So be a good boy, and give me that condom. We will not be needing that. Take your pants off. They'll get in the way, and besides, we're way beyond worrying about modesty at this point. I think I'll leave the rest of my costume on, though, because I'm naked where it counts, and I know you're enjoying that. Some of them can see my pussy right now, but if you put your cock in me, you'll block their view. Yes, get on top of me. You've been without a girlfriend for, what, a year now? Not that I would know, since I know nothing about you, but you definitely look like the type that's big and hard and in need of a pussy to bury yourself in. A pussy like mine? One that is so totally unlike any other you've ever seen or ever will see. Can you feel my heart beating so fast? Your body above mine, our chests almost touching. Your masked face right above mine, looking down onto my cute little mask. It completely obscures my identity. Not that I need to. Not from the strangers who are never gonna see us again. And definitely not from you. You don't even know me. But I know you want me. I can feel your cock as you press it up against me. Oh, yes, right there. Pressed up against my eager pussy. Oh, yes, lean forward a bit more. Push harder. Oh, fuck, you're so close. They just all went silent. I guess they don't want to be distracting themselves from watching when it happens. When you finally enter me. Well, don't keep them waiting. And most definitely don't keep me waiting. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Oh. I suppose that was their cue to start cheering again. Oh, fuck. The moment when you finally drove yourself into me. Oh no, fuck me properly. Let's put on a show. Fuck me. Gently, I am a virgin after all, but you know what? I'm also drunk and horny, so you can speed up. Yeah, you can speed up already. Oh, just like they want you to. Oh, like I'm pretty sure you want to, too. Oh, does my pussy feel so tight around you? Oh, not quite tight enough to stop you from going faster, but... ever imagined it would be with you. Not that I've ever imagined it before. Oh, because I haven't. Oh, we've never even met. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, fuck me like you'd never fuck the girl you think I might be. Oh, not that you'd ever do this with her. You would never fuck your little sister, would you? Oh, definitely not like this. No. Oh, not without a condom. In front of all these people. Oh, and you definitely would not risk coming in front of... Oh, coming inside of her. Oh, not your poor, sweet, innocent little sister. Oh. Oh. It's somehow turning me on even more just saying that. And it definitely feels like it's turning you on more, too. I can feel it. I can feel you getting closer. And I think everyone's watching and waiting for that moment. Don't overthink it. Don't think too closely about who I look like. Don't think about how endearing it feels as my legs wrap around you. It's only because we're both about to come. So do it already. Come at me. It's okay if you think about her while you do it. Because I'm not her. And I most certainly won't be offended. Oh, that's it. That's it. We're so close. Fuck. Enjoyed that almost as much as we did. I think I should probably go now. It's midnight and my ride is here. You know what? You can keep my panties. Maybe you'll be like the prince in Cinderella, and you'll spend the rest of your life asking girls to try them on and see if they're the perfect fit. But of course, you'll never find me, no matter how hard you look.